I'm Nate Puderbaugh with your sports update. The Cincinnati Reds were back in action last night, beating the Colorado Rockies 7-2. Spencer Steer hit two home runs, including an inside-the-park homer in the eighth. They square off again today at 3:10 with Rhett Lauder taking the mound. Catch coverage over on the Fan 2. The Cleveland Guardians game against the Pittsburgh Pirates was postponed due to air quality. They'll play a doubleheader today, Game 1 starting at 1:10. World Cup action today sees France and England squaring off in the third-place game. That starts at 5. WNBA action last night saw Caitlin Clark set a league record with a first-ever 45-10 double-double performance as the Indiana Fever beat the Seattle Storm 110-107. And across the pond, it's the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale in Southport, England. Lucas Herbert heads into the weekend in the lead at 8 under par after a record-setting 62. Cameron Young, Ryan Gerard, and Jackson Super sit 2 back. Herbert and Super tee off at 10:50. Bringing sports news moments to the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, the Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. Huge week in the golf world with the season's final major. We will check in at the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale in just a bit. It's also a very busy and big week here in the state of Ohio with the Ohio Am coming up next week. We'll visit with three of the Ohio State Buckeyes who will be teeing it up, including defending champion Joe Wilson IV, as well as Matt Lefferts, executive director of the Ohio Golf Association, who puts this tournament on each year. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away. Details on that shortly. But as mentioned, the Ohio Am is next week at the Virtues Golf Club in Nashport. We are joined for a few minutes by Scott Holmes, general manager at the Virtues, and Kevin Gropp, the superintendent of this great golf course here at the Virtues. And you know, Scott, let's start with you. We'll chat with Matt Lefferts about this a little bit later as well, but tell us how you landed the Ohio Am. I mean, it's pretty rare for a public golf course to host this thing. It's a big deal for you and everybody here at the Virtues.
It is. My big thing when I took over last year, I sat back and looked at, you know, why does this golf course not have anything out here to showcase what this golf course is? So I picked up the phone and made a phone call. I called Matt, and you know, my question to him was, you know, how do I get something out here? And you know, we went back and forth a little bit, and he came out and looked at it, and the next thing I know is I got an email about, you know, would you be willing to host the Ohio Am next year? And I said, sure, let's talk. It's a good golf course. It deserves the accolades. Kevin, I couldn't ask for a better superintendent to come into a job with. He knows what he's doing. You don't ever have to babysit him. He does what he needs to, and you know, it shows.
Kevin, this place is always really good, and it's been good for a long time. Any extra work for you and your team once you were awarded the event?
We've been doing a lot of work up until this point to get ready for this. Mm-hmm. But as far as extra work, it's just a lot of work to do. It's busy. We got to get everything done before they get out there.
How has the heat impacted as far as what you want to do with your schedule, with the way you want this place to play next week?
Well, the heat has really kicked the grass into high gear. Mm-hmm. So it's growing a lot, and it's not what I really wanted, but we just have to keep mowing it and mowing it and mowing it, and hopefully I can get these green speeds up to where I want them to be.
When we were out here, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, Scott, you took us a tour of some of the new tee boxes that you guys were building. Are those ready to go?
Yes.
How much work went into getting those things up and ready?
For me, none.
How about this guy, this guy right here?
For Kevin, a lot. It was just I went out with him, and we went over irrigation plans, and, you know, we said, okay, trying to keep the integrity of the original hole from what they had to really more of today's generation, to where, you know, you get guys that are hitting two irons, one irons, 280 yards in the air.
Right.
You know, 7,200 yards is not long in today's game of golf. So, you know, you pick and choose certain holes that, you know, you look at and say, hey, if we push this back 50 yards, how does it impact that hole? And that's really where he and I spent a lot of time, even last fall, in going over this, because two of these went in last fall, and then the other ones went in this spring. You know, there's a couple we wanted to get in that we just, weather time, we just didn't get them in. And, you know, they're still on the agenda to do. It's just time. You know, that's the most limited resource you have outside of money is time.
Again, the Ohio AM coming up next week here at the Virtues. Scott Holmes, general manager, Kevin Gropp, the superintendent. The undulations out here on these Arthur Hill gem of greens out here, Kevin, they can be unbelievably slick. Just to, you know, come out here and play in the summertime. How quick are you aiming for next week?
I'm shooting for around 11 and a half.
How about hole locations? Are you guys involved in the setup, or is the Ohio Golf Association coming?
No, Matt's going to come out Monday and go over hole locations. I don't know where they're going. We'll find that out Monday.
Trust me, you can always tell when Kevin's in a bad mood when you come out here. Sometimes you see some of these pin locations.
It's not him doing it.
That's not me.
Some of them, it's funny you say that, because I'll go out and play and I'll know who set them and I'll know what kind of mood they're in for that day. But I mean, there's a few greens you got to kind of watch. Like one, for instance, mm-hmm. one can get out of hand. Mm-hmm. And you know, you look at other Arthur Hills courses, he always has one green somewhere in there that's kind of like that. And you know, Matt and I talked about that in meetings over certain holes with that he has to really watch. And where those locations are, and you know, I think he'll put difficult pins, but they'll be fair. If you hit good shots, you're rewarded. If you don't, it is what it is.
We will speak with Matt Lefferts of the Ohio Golf Association coming up later this hour. Again, this is the Ohio AM next week at the Virtues. Scott, what do you hope the prestige with hosting something like this will do to, I guess, re-image a place that is already well thought of?
You know, that's a good question. My whole thought process behind this is to start showcasing this to a younger crowd, and to start trying to pull more golfers in mm-hmm. that, you know, may have never come here. And there's been a handful of people that have come through these doors over the past couple weeks that I've talked to that have never heard of this place. And the only reason they've heard of this is now because this is here. And, you know, that's the point, other than, yes, the golf course deserves to have something like this, but it also is to start bringing in new generations, new clientele, and, you know, you want them to fall in love with this place the way previous generations mm-hmm. have. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool to see different people.
Kevin, this place has hosted other, you know, college events, you know, some big-time high school matches, different sorts of qualifiers. How did the course play then, and do you imagine it will play similar, if not more difficult, next week?
Well, we just now, like this past fall, they played the new tee boxes at that college tournament. Mm-hmm. So that made a big difference on those couple holes that we put in there.
They played those in the final round because the like when Miami and Bowling Green have mm-hmm. their event the first round, they have to worry about pace of play because they're playing 36 in a day. But when you looked at the scoring from the first two rounds to the final round, scoring jumped a couple strokes. I mean, you know, you attack on 40 yards, yeah. I mean, that's two clubs. It just makes it hard where, you know, like you use 15, for example, at 440 to 485.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
You can hit 3-wood off that tee from 440.
Some of us can, but...
but then you push it back to 485, you force driver into their hand. And, you know, on a long day where you're out there walking, that's going to be the part that people don't realize is walking this golf course. It's not just a test. It's an endurance test, too.
Spectators who want to come out next week, Scott, what do you tell people that they want to come out and check out some of the action next week?
Yeah, I mean, they're more than welcome to come out. There will be no spectator carts.
Okay.
It is walking. But, you know, we encourage people to come out. You know, we have food all week. We have buffets throughout the week. The restaurant's open, you know, full public access. You know, we encourage people to come out. Come out, sit on the patio, watch players come up 18. It's a great place to sit and watch.
Is the hope to host more of these things, maybe even bigger in the future, Scott?
That's the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when I sit and look at what, from my understanding, what Dave Longaberger built here and wanted, you know, he wanted a showcase piece to host tournaments. He wanted tournament golf out here. Well, you know, you have to start somewhere. You know, a college event, the Ohio AM, like, you just keep building. And the big issue is, can you get enough community support behind you to see that succeed? Because it's not just, you know, the golf course doing it, it's a community effort. You know, it's you start bringing in bigger events, the community feels it. Mm-hmm. You know, people around, it's an influx of people, you know, hotels, lodging, dining, everybody feels that little boost to the economy for that week. So the plan is, yes, it's just, you know, you got to work to get there.
Lots of projects have been happening out here, and they will continue to happen out here. The new cart paths, I know you said went in. I guess the question, Scott, when will you be back open for regular play if people want to come out and play here at the Virtues?
Next Saturday, the 25th. But, you know, after the Ohio Am, we'll be back open as normal.
We will be chatting with a couple of Ohio State Buckeyes who will be playing next week in just a bit, as well as Matt Lefferts from the Ohio Golf Association, to get their thoughts on not only the Ohio Am, but the golf course here at the Virtues coming up. Scott Holmes, Kevin Grapp, guys, have a great week. Enjoy the spotlight of the Ohio Am next week, okay?
We will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's get you caught up on this week in the golf world as we get you warmed up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Royal Birkdale, the site of this week's Open Championship. Some great play Friday from your leader, Australian Lucas Herbert, with a 62. He actually bogeyed 18 to shoot 62 Friday. He leads by 2 at 8 under par. Herbert on when he knew Friday's round would be special.
I probably, like, too much of an optimist, and I thought it when I hit it to about 5 feet on the third hole. I'm half a golf nerd anyway, so I know all the numbers, all the records, everything like that. And you know, get an opportunity to get off to a hot start on a golf course that's a par 70. Not that I wanted the thoughts come into my head, but that was honestly when it came in. And so it was a bit of fun for the rest of the day, just trying to, you know, acknowledge the fact that there was a chance, but also just continue going about what I was doing normally and naturally as best I could.
Ryan Fox playing right now, currently 7 under on his round today, is 1 back of Herbert at -7. 3 players are 2 back, Jackson Suber, Cameron Young, and Memorial Tournament runner-up Ryan Girard. A pair of 67s the first 2 days for Girard, who says he made the most of his day.
From the get-go, just kind of really was in grind mode. Hit a couple wayward shots. Hit a couple good recovery shots, but did a really good job of just kind of staying focused and in my bubble for the majority of the day. And yeah, I hit a lot of good putts. Was fortunate to make a couple bonus ones, but made a lot of those 3 to 6 footers that, you know, kind of keep the round going in a good way. So I don't know. Overall, a lot of good things.
4 more players are 3 back at -5, including Bryson DeChambeau, still whining about his 2-shot penalty yesterday. Jordan Smith now has it at -5 on his third round here on Saturday. Siwoo Kim and Sam Burns. Burns, who also went low on Friday, matching Lucas Herbert 62. Burns on the big difference from Thursday's 73 to Friday, capped by 3 straight birdies to finish.
Yeah, I honestly feel like I played a pretty solid round of golf yesterday, and then just a terrible finish there on 16, 17, 18. But I thought coming in the day, if I could, you know, get it to red numbers for the golf tournament, that'd be a pretty good spot. And I think the finish there on the last 3 holes was just a bonus.
A jam-packed leaderboard, again, all chasing Lucas Herbert at 8 under par here at the midway points of the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. Elsewhere this week, PGA Tour event in the Dominican Republic, Todd Clements, -13. He leads there by 2. PGA Tour Americas in Ottawa, Omar Morales and Danny Fisher are co-lead at -13. They lead there by 1. Korn Ferry Tour champions and LPGA are all off this week. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at bmifcu.org. Coming up, we'll hear from a couple of Buckeyes who will be teeing it up at next week's Ohio Am at the Virtues, including the defending champion Joe Wilson IV. That is next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. Oh, the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com, your home of the Buckeyes. 1, 2, 3. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center. Happy Saturday. You've got dry conditions on your hands, but we do have chance of rain returning back into our forecast later this afternoon. Timing for that, I'm expecting around noon up until 4 or 5 o'clock today, and that's mainly going to be in our southern counties, but that doesn't count out an isolated shower or two for the rest of our area. Once that rains out of here, though, you are dry the rest of this evening and dry up until later this week. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
This is Tita Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. As always, thank you for tuning in. We have another terrific golf prize pack for you this week. We have a brand new range finder from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. We have a round of golf to go play out of the Virtues. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies we're throwing there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest. So stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
And speaking of the Virtues, the Ohio Am is coming up next week at the Virtues Golf Club. We are joined for a few minutes now by a couple of Buckeyes who will be teeing it up in Nashport. Sophomore Finley Bartlett and graduate Joe Wilson IV, who is the defending Ohio Am champion, by the way, taking the title last year in Zanesville. And guys, before we get into the Ohio Am, let's talk briefly about this past season. Both of you had moments throughout the year. Finley, three rounds in the three top 20s. Joe, you were tied for the team lead with 15 rounds at even par or better. What are some of the things you're both working on this time of year to help you build the consistency you strive for when the season begins? And Joe, we'll start with you.
For me, a lot of it is getting my body ready. I mean, college golf is a long marathon and you're sprinting the entire marathon. So getting the body ready to perform and travel and go to workouts, I mean, it's and qualify, it's a lot. So a lot of my summer is taking time to make sure my body's ready to go. And then in terms of my game, you know, we've learned a lot of great skills here from the coaches, so really just trying to double down on those so that when we get back in the fall, we can hit the ground running.
Finley, how about you?
He said it pretty spot on, but I would add, for me, I'm kind of focusing more on the three key things that I keep everything, try to simplify everything. Lag putting for me, some shorter putts from 5 feet and in, and then some simple up and downs. I think if I can keep those sharp and clean, then it kind of makes everything transition easier throughout the summer.
Both Cincinnati guys. Finley, you went to Wyoming. Joe, you went to Lakota East. Take us through your paths to Ohio State. Joe, we'll start with you.
I've definitely got a unique story because of the NCAA rules changed right in the middle of my recruiting career. So when I was in the 7th and 8th grade, Coach Moses actually watched me hit my first golf shot I was 13 years old in the 8th grade.
Wow.
You know, I knew that I wanted to go to a great program. Obviously, being from Ohio, I was a Ohio State fan, but it was never a school that I had to go to. And when I was going through the process, I wanted a family atmosphere. I wanted a coach that was going to be my dad for the next three, four, 5 years. And Ohio State and Coach Mosley was the perfect fit for me.
Finley, how about your story? What led you to become a Buckeye?
I would say, so first, I really got into golf kind of late competitively. I was pretty big into basketball early on, and then I got into golf probably like 12 years old. Coach Mo first saw me, I would say, my sophomore year of high school. And from then on, I had a pretty good summer that year. And some other coaches started following me, but I had a really bad year my junior year, which is a big recruiting year for college golf. And he stuck through and followed me through all my bad rounds, and that really showed me a lot of character about who he is and who was recruiting me and what Ohio State is.
We're chatting with Ohio State golfers Finley Bartlett and Joe Wilson, the fourth tee to green here on The Fan. Both will be teeing it up in the Ohio Am coming up next week. We'll get into that here in just a moment. But you both brought up Coach Mosley. He always mentions to us that he wants you guys playing a lot of competitive golf in the summer. You both had USAM qualifiers this week. Tell us about your summer so far. And, you know, Joe, I know you had a pretty cool experience last week. Tell us about the Trans-Mississippi Am at Southern Hills and what that experience was like.
It was really cool. You know, Amateur golf's in a special spot right now with how much golf has been growing. And last month in June, my dad and I, we went out and I played in the British Amateur over in Liverpool in England, which was a really cool experience for us. We got to spend Father's Day over there together. So it's just cool to
travel and get these experiences and play against the best in the world. And last week at the Trans-Mississippi was the same experience. Best players in the world going to Tulsa. I played with Ryder Cohen, who was the low am at the U.S. Open last week. So we had a great experience together. And Southern Hills is a serious test. Serious test.
How was the heat?
Another serious test on top of it.
Finley, what events have you been playing this summer?
I started off at the Dogwood in Atlanta, Georgia, and then went from there to the Rice Planters Am in Charleston, and then went straight from there to the Ohio Open in Akron. Then took 2 weeks off and here.
We know collegiate golf, although golf is an individual sport, but you play as a team, obviously, in college. Tell us about some of the competitions you guys have amongst yourselves, either this time of year or in the fall with each other.
Yeah, it's funny because you become brothers with these guys, mm-hmm. and you travel together, and you miss flights together, and you have eight-hour car rides together. So you get to know each other really well, and that's what I think most people don't know about college golf is the hard mental aspect of it, is that, you know, it's great to be part of the team, but yet we still have to go out and qualify against one another every single weekend for a spot on that team. And sometimes the hardest part is to sit out because everyone on our team right now, all nine players, have missed a lineup. And so it really takes a brotherhood to come together, you know, when you're playing, when you're not playing. And so in the summertime, we compete as much as we can, you know, playing little matches. Finley and I actually played USA versus Europe today in our practice round. So we're always doing something fun because when the season comes around, it is serious.
You mentioned that, and Finley, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. But is it fair to say last year, I mean, you guys each individually, you know, everybody seemed to play well at times, but collectively it just seemed like as a group you couldn't get those four or five scores, everybody playing well together at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's golf. It's a hard mm-hmm. sport, and people are in different parts of their games. But yeah, I mean, that's how we got to get better at, and looking to improve on that this upcoming year.
Yeah, it's a true team sport, and you're right. We had a lot of, you know, individually, I think a lot of us, every player could walk away from a tournament proud of what they did, but I don't think any of us could walk away proud mm-hmm. of what our team did last spring. But it truly takes all nine guys to do it and all nine guys to cheer for one another. And that's just part of the game. You know, that's just part of college golf. So I think that we're in a great spot. Some guys have had some great individual success this summer. Finley actually had a 58 the other week. A 58. You heard that right?
Rub that in.
You know,
well
Vaughn Harper, you know, playing in the U.S. Open. We've got guys. Tyler Sabo was playing great this summer. So we've got guys really peaking to the right time. I think that we've got a great opportunity to go in and put it together, put four or five scores together this fall and spring.
Again, the Ohio Am is coming up next week at the Virtues. Have you guys played the Virtues? I mean, let's start with that.
I have. It's a great course.
I have not. I'm looking forward to it, though. I've heard it's a big ballpark.
You guys play the top-line courses all over the world. I mean, really, you've had the opportunity. You know, we've always said Virtues for a public facility is right up there with all of them.
It is. I mean, it's a true test of golf. It's a unique place because it's kind of removed from Columbus Golf. Right? Columbus mm-hmm. Golf has this monopoly of elite golf all throughout the area, where it's just a little bit outside of that, but it's long, it's challenging. I mean, it is a true test of the game. You have to hit every shot in the bag with short game wedges, putting, driving. I mean, it tests everything.
Joe, you are the defending Ohio Am champion, which is obviously it's very cool for a couple of reasons. Besides getting the win, what's it like now to have your name etched with some names who were previous Ohio Am champions, like Arnold Palmer, John Cook, Ben Curtis, just to name a few? I mean, how big is it? A big deal for you, and really for Finley as well, knowing you have the opportunity to win something like that?
It's really cool. It's really cool. I didn't know exactly the magnitude of what I had done until mm-hmm. I had done it. That whole final round, I was stressing, and then you won, and I was driving home, and I see this big silver trophy sitting in the passenger seat of my truck, and I just kind of had to take a second of like, man, holy smokes, this is what you work for. But to see those names and see my name with them is very special, and I feel very blessed.
Finley, how big of a deal is this for you to want to play well next week?
It's huge. I mean, Ohio, that's where I'm from, and to be a part of some history in Ohio would be amazing and something I would remember for the rest of my life.
besides the win, Joe, I know I had to be emotional for you. Just return from injury. I mean, you went through something that was, again, you had a long time away from the game to be able to get it all together, to be able to piece it all together, to put yourself in a position to win something that large last year.
Yeah, it's definitely been more unique last 2 or 3 years than I think anyone was expecting, you know, my family and in my camp and battling some injuries and coming back. And even that week, you know, I didn't feel great. The body was not responding very well. It was kind of hot and humid, and the golf course at Zanesville is pretty hilly. And I actually had my mom on the bag; she caddied for me, so her prayers and her love throughout the week really helped me piece it together in the end.
Where did you shoot your 58? My home course, Wyman Golf Club.
Congratulations!
Thank
on
you very
that.
Much.
Again, Ohio State's Joe Wilson, the fourth, Finley Bartlett. Thank you for the visit. Play well in the Ohio Am at Virtues next week. Okay, fellas.
Thank you
very much.
All right, coming up, more on next week's Ohio Am and how the Virtues was awarded the championship. It's a big thing for a public golf course. We'll talk about that and more with Matt Lefferts, Executive Director of the Ohio Golf Association, next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
The radio couldn't contain us, so we've taken over YouTube. Catch Morning Juice weekday mornings at 6 by searching 971 The Fan. Do it.
There's this.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Miss it, Noonan. Miss it. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. Ryan Fox shoots 62 in his third round today. He now co-leads with Lucas Herbert at 8 under par. Herbert will tee off around 10:50 or so coming up. We have a great prize package to give away this morning. We have a brand new range finder from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore, a round of golf to go play at the Virtues. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Some fan goodies we'll throw in there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Joined on the range this morning, the Ohio Am next week at the Virtues Golf Club in Nashport. Joining us for a few minutes is Matt Lefferts, Executive Director of the Ohio Golf Association. And, you know, Matt, I know it's happened before, but this is a pretty rare occurrence to host the Ohio Am at a public golf course. Now, I know the Virtues is no ordinary course, but, you know, take us through the decision of hosting this championship at that venue.
Yeah, you know, definitely the dynamic has changed here the last several years of what golf courses we use. We're looking for the best. We went to Avalon a few years ago, a public facility. If you look back through the history, Kings Island in Cincinnati was used back in the 70s, public golf course. Now, not 100% sure how it was then, but you know, when Scott Holmes and I started talking about the Virtues having interest in hosting the Ohio Amateur, we all know that the golf course is definitely a challenge and definitely can challenge the best in the state. I'm certainly looking for some length. Can't find anything long enough for how far these kids hit it, how far the mid-ams creating the speed they create. And I personally think that the Virtues gives us that kind of challenges, a little extra length. Might have a little wider fairways, but I want to look for some longer shots. I want to look to create different clubs into greens when I do the course setup here.
Matt, the Ohio Golf Association also administers the USGA events that are here in Central Ohio. Mike Wan of the USGA gave you a nice shout out with the U.S. Senior Open when it wrapped up at Scioto a couple of weeks ago. You had the USAM qualifier Wednesday at Ohio State. Do you know how many you'll be faced with from year to year, and does that number change at all?
It does. So, you know, Ohio's unique. We have four allied golf associations in Ohio, and the USGA, we're a partner, an ally of the USGA. So each one of those four are tasked with a schedule of USGA qualifying. So we don't run all of them in the state USGA qualifying. We run just the ones that are here in Central Ohio, which is our quote unquote territory that we are contracted with the USGA. So anytime the USGA wants Central Ohio sites for USGA qualifying, we are the ask. Over the last few years, we've ran 9 or 7. So we share the U.S. Junior qualifying here, started in 2024. We share that alternating years with Northern Ohio Golf Association. So on the even years, we do the U.S. Junior and the U.S. Girls Junior, and then the odd years, Northern Ohio does it. And that was an effort of the USGA as golf boomed. Those asks are what comes to us from the USGA. So I think next year, actually, I was just told here at the beginning of this year, we've been hosting a U.S. Women's Open qualifier here the last 4 years, something that we had worked hard with Coach Therese Hessians to bring a U.S. Women's Open qualifier to Columbus area. And the USGA has notified us that they are, due to demographics, and they look at it all the time, and where geographics of where people come from, they're going to take our qualifying site and take it out to California. And so we won't have the U.S. Women's Open qualifying next year. The U.S. Girls Junior and U.S. Junior will be hosted by NOGA next year. So we will have 6 qualifying sites and 6 qualifying championships, which U.S. Open Local, U.S. Open Final, U.S. Senior Open Local, U.S. Mid Amateur, U.S. Amateur Final, and the U.S. Senior Women's Open Final will be the ones the Ohio Golf Association is responsible for in the Central Ohio area. And then the other 3 allied golf associations will have plenty of USGA qualifying in the state to conduct.
Matt, back to the Ohio Am. We spoke to a few of the Ohio State guys who are excited for the event. What does the rest of the Ohio Am field look like for next week?
Yeah, you know, we certainly have a strong field. A lot of the top world amateur golf rankings from in the state. You know, we do have exemptions that if they are in the top 1,000, they are exempt into the Ohio Amateur. They don't have to go through qualifying. We did have roughly 570 players go through qualifying at one of the 6 qualifying sites around the state from, you know, the day after Memorial Day until July 2nd were our site dates. And yes, we get a strong field. I think it's gotten stronger here the last few years due to the champion gets a golden ticket to go to Marion for the U.S. Amateur. So on Friday, I will hand the champion a golden ticket to the USAM. So those exemptions the USGA are giving out now for certain USGA championships and specific Allied Golf Association championships winners has definitely increased the draw of what players play. We've always had strong fields. I mean, when you have Arnold Palmer as one of your champions and John Cook and Ben Curtis, you definitely were getting the best players to play in the championship.
All right, Matt, last thing. You mentioned length, but how challenging do you intend to make the Virtues next week? I mean, I know it can play tough anyways. The slope from those tournament tees are right up there with just about anywhere in the state, public or private. How difficult of a setup are you envisioning?
Yeah, I certainly expect it to be a challenge, right? Length-wise, we'll use all the golf course. It's I'm not a course setup guy that just wants to put it one step into the rough every day. I mix and match. I try to confuse golfers. So you've got 7,400 yards, 7,370 to play with. Tuesday, Wednesday, I've got 144 players I need to get around the golf course each day, battling potential forecast of storms. I won't use 7,370 Tuesday and Wednesday, but there will be a mix and match. Some tees will be back. Some tees might be up 30 yards, and they will probably play 7,200, 7,250 those days. And then once we make the cut to the low 60 in ties and then the low 40 in ties to go to the final round, they'll see most of the golf course each day.
Matt Lefferts, Executive Director of the Ohio Golf Association. Matt, thanks for the time. Thanks for the info. Have a great week at the Virtues next week, okay?
Appreciate it, Skip. Have a good one.
All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's golf prize package right now. We have a round of golf to come play here at the Virtues. Some balls from Titleist, another great gift from the PGA Tour Superstore, brand new rangefinder this week. Some fan goodies as well. Call a number 9 right now, 614-821-9710. If you or any member of your household have not won in the past 30 days, 614-821-9710. Caller 9 will be our winner. Good luck. Coming up, another of the Ohio State Buckeyes who will be teeing it up at the Ohio Am next week, who, if he wins, won't need the automatic ticket to the U.S. Amateur. He's already in, having qualified for the U.S. Open last month at Shinnecock. Buckeye junior Vaughn Harbor will join us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Nice. Being ranked as the third best linebacker, is that appropriate after just 1 year in your mind?
Yeah, I do.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. He may be short off the tee, but he can sure use his putter. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations to Ron up in Delaware. Ron was caller 9. He picks up this week's prize pack, a range finder from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore, Balsam Titleist, golf out at the Virtues, and more. So again, congratulations to Ron in Delaware. We'll have another great prize package for you coming up next week. All right, speaking of the Virtues, again, they will be hosting next week's Ohio Amateur Championship, a pretty big deal for a public golf course. Another of the guys who will be teeing it up will be Ohio State junior Vaughn Harbor, a Columbus kid from DeSales High School. And Vaughn, before we get into the Ohio Am, let's start first with your special summer so far. I mean, you qualified and played at the U.S. Open last month at Shinnecock, which had to be so cool for you. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, you're treated really well. And obviously major championships, stuff like that. You're playing against the best players in the world, so you really, really can't ask for much else. This experience was once in a lifetime for me so far. So it was a lot of fun.
What was the biggest thing that you learned, maybe that you didn't know about the U.S. Open on or off the golf course?
Yeah, I'd say for me specifically, and this goes for, you know, obviously everyone on our team and pretty much anyone in college golf, that you know, you're not far off. Like, the margins are so small, and it's just all about making it more consistent, playing smarter, just kind of accepting if you're out of position, getting back into position. It's little things like that that add up, and those guys do it so well. And they're like, they don't hit it that much better. They play their way around the course and get the ball in the hole better. So I learned a lot about how to be more efficient with that.
So many people tell us nationally that, you know, Oakmont might be the hardest golf course in the United States, but when the wind blows, Shinnecock Hills is by far the toughest golf course in the country. Is there anything to that, having just played it?
Yeah, I'd say so. They say a lot about how wide the fairways are, but when you have a 40-mile-per-hour cross breeze coming off the ocean, which plays way more than, like, whatever the number says on the mile per hour, it plays more just because how thick and moist the air is. Makes the fairways a lot harder to hit, and obviously if you're out of position, you're just trying to find the ball. And even when you do find the ball, you know, you chop it out and get up by the green. If you don't hit the green, you're chipping up and over mountains, and you know, I mean, it challenges every facet of the game, which is why I think it's the best test in golf.
Well, more competitive golf are right around the corner. The Ohio Am, speaking of tough golf courses, kind of different. It's at a public golf course this year. It is at the Virtues in Nashport. You being a Columbus guy, I'm guessing maybe you played it at some point in time growing up.
Yeah, I did. I played it, I believe it was my freshman year of high school. I don't remember much about it other than the elevation and just how brutal of a walk it was. But I've played it a couple times on simulators, just trying to get back in the groove of things and get comfortable with it.
Your teammate Joe Wilson is the defending Ohio Am champion. There has been some great ones in the past. I mean, guys like, you know, Arnold Palmer, John Cook, Ben Curtis, just to name a few. But tell us why this is a big deal. I mean, for you guys, as far as a championship for you guys to play in.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can compete in your state am, it's something you want to win, something you kind of grew up hearing about. So as someone that's gotten to the collegiate level, you know, it's one that I definitely want to win. I've come close, came close last year, played decent in another year, so it's definitely high up on my tournaments that I'd like to walk away with a win.
Public facility, but again, the golf course is right up there with most private clubs you're going to see. I've always said, Vaughn, your home course at Scarlett is about as tough as any golf course anywhere. How does playing and practicing at Scarlett prepare you for just about anywhere in the world that you're going to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I said about Shinnecock. You know, it tests a lot, if not every part of your game. So when you have a place like that to practice at, you kind of go into tournament situations knowing you have every shot and everything you need to succeed.
One thing that you want to work on more than anything this summer prior to next season for you?
Say, after being at the U.S. Open and seeing those guys, it's a short game. Mm-hmm. And just the amount that they can bail themselves out and just how much it frees you up, not only around the greens, but also with your approach shots, knowing that, you know, you can get up and down from anywhere if you have to. I definitely want to tighten that up and, you know, get really, really good.
It's Ohio State junior Vaughn Harbor. Thanks for joining us. Play well at the Ohio Am at Virtues next week and obviously at the US Am at Marion next month, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Those guys will be in for a test next week for sure. And as we wrap things up here at the Virtues ahead of next week's Ohio Am, General Manager Scott Holmes, I know how excited everyone here at the Virtues was when you were awarded this event. Now that it's here, how gratifying is it knowing what's coming?
You want it to go off without any issue. And that's the biggest thing I'm trying to explain to the staff is, you know, expect the unexpected because you never know what can happen. I can't predict the weather. I can't control the weather. I can't control anything other than what we can control as a staff. You know, just we're trying to present the best product we can for these players for this week. You know, Kevin, he's very humble, but he's worked his tail off to get this golf course where it is. Between the bunkers, you know, just trying to make sure this is worthy of hosting this. I mean, you're competing with a lot of big names out there that have hosted this, and you know, they can pick anywhere they want to go.
Sure.
To have something like this it's cool. It's cool for this place. It's cool for the community out here, and it's a big stepping stone in the right direction for, you know, the brand of the Virtues.
Again, a word for those listening in, Scott, who want to stop out next week and take some of this event in.
Yeah, just come on out. Doors will be open. I think the first tee time's 8 on Tuesday. Come out, sit on the patio, grab a bite to eat, grab a drink, sit, watch. I mean, you're more than welcome to go out and walk the golf course, take in some of the holes. I mean, it's a pretty place. It's a tough walk, but it's a pretty place.
Scott Holmes, we appreciate all you do out here at the Virtues. Enjoy the spotlight next week, okay?
We will. Thanks, Skip.
Thanks to everyone at the Virtues, General Manager Scott Holmes, Superintendent Kevin Gropp, and to Tom Wong, the owner out there at the Virtues. They'll be a great host to next week's Ohio Am. That'll put a wrap on this week's show. If you missed any part of it, simply download the Tee to Green podcast and be sure to hit subscribe. Next week, we'll talk some high school golf as unbelievably their season gets underway the following week. Busy day ahead here on the Fan. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Buckeye replay at 1, Ohio State, Michigan from 2005. For Nate Puderball, I'm Skip Mossick. As always, thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the golf this weekend. We will talk to you again next Saturday morning for our next edition of Tee to Green right here on The Fan.
You know I'll be in church next Sunday to save me from those double bogey blues.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead.
Our condolences.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The